asking for men that graduated Parterre College mm-hmm. to come to work from.
How did you happen to go to that school?
Well, I like I say, I was put into the Air Force, mm-hmm. and this is what they...
Oh, they sent you, I see.
Right. That there was only two things really that you could get into uh-huh. in the Air Force. It's either radio, a bombardier,
yeah.
or mechanic,
uh-huh.
or what do they call them, flight engineers.
Mm-hmm.
So after I graduated as an airplane mechanic, then they sent me to a specialist school,
mm-hmm.
which was hydraulics.
Hmm.
Which is supposed to be the most important thing in an airplane,
really?
Is hydraulics.
You had a lot of education in the service.
I forgot it all.
Yeah, well, you don't use it. It's hard to remember. How old were you when you went in the Air Force?
In 1943, 76, I was 23 years old.
Yeah. Were you married then?
No, I'm sorry, I wasn't 23. I got married at the age of 24.
Uh-huh.
I was 27 years old. Yes, I was married at the time.
Did your wife go with you?
No.
She waited here. It's kind of hard moving around from place to place. Did you have the kids already then, too?
No.
I was younger than that.
No, in 1945, my wife came out for a vacation.
Uh-huh.
In East St. Louis, that's when, and Tony was born in 45 or 46, so I don't know, I'm a little confused there.
Did you ever think about staying in the Air Force?
I, at the time, didn't think of it, but often did think of it afterwards,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I realized what opportunities a man had.
In the Air Force.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's real too. Have you liked living here on the East Side?
I love it. It's going to kill me to move out of it.
Yeah. I think it's better for your health. Huh?
Well, I've had three heart attacks, and I can't be fighting the cold weather anymore.
No, cold weather's bad. The pollution too.
Yeah, I have a problem breathing.
You see, you need to get out.
Yes, especially on days that we've had the past few days.
Yeah, yeah. You should probably be out in more. I feel it. You know, I can feel it in my chest.
Oh. This is really bad, especially in this area.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Of course, I'm not condemning the East Side.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? I mean, if it wasn't for the mills, we would have work out
really?
Of here either.
Well, you know, the worst source of pollution is cars.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
and buses.
Yeah, buses, too.
That's right.
It's too bad. Well, I hope you like it wherever you end up, maybe California, maybe.
Oh, I'm sure I will.
Arkansas.
I'll make it my business, too.
Yeah, you might as well like it if you're going to be there. I think you'll probably feel a lot better physically anyway, even if you miss it.
Oh, yeah.
You can always come back and visit, put on your gas
mask. I can always make friends. That's something that I never was concerned about.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's a real problem. It's just hard to leave a community. I always get real nostalgic when I come back here.
Well, you lived in this area
for
a while,
10 years.
Did
sure.
you?
My kids were little.
I remember the Herndogger family.
Yeah. My mother-in-law's still here. She's over in UN. She would never leave.
No.
See, now I think what happened, they should have left. My father-in-law was not well. He'd had a heart attack or two. And she just couldn't bring herself to do it. And I think he'd be living today.
Well, they were a real old family here in this area.
Oh, yeah. He should have retired.
Do you see your mother-in-law very often?
Oh, yeah. All
do
the
you?
Time. Sure.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, really, she loves my ex-husband, you know.
Yeah.
But they don't get on very well. So I'm the only family she's got. We always got along real well. She only had him. He was the only child.
Yeah.
Never had a daughter. So
well,
I'm
that's
in,
nice.
She, it's funny, too, because she introduces me as her daughter-in-law, and then she introduces Andy as Andy, and she never explains who he is because she doesn't know what to